You're listening to Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Come Tuesday, students at Alvarez High School will have a new physics teacher. You may remember the students went to the Providence Journal last month to complain that instead of having a physics teacher, a history teacher had been teaching their class. That teacher, Debbie Krause, is now back in a history classroom. She says she started teaching the physics class after another teacher left mid-semester.
There had been a teacher in the classroom, and for whatever reason, it didn't work out, and that person is now in a different school, and they needed a body in there, and I was available, so therefore I was placed.
And was this meant to be a temporary measure?
I believe so, yes. They were trying to find somebody, but they were having problems getting qualified physics teachers.
And so in the interim, as you're teaching this physics class, what experience did you draw on to teach it? Maybe, I don't know, memories of your own high school physics class?
Well, no. When I was in high school, I was not allowed to take physics because I was a girl. So things certainly have changed for the better, I guess.
So you had never even taken a physics class before?
No,
you?
No, I had nothing that I could draw on, even for fundamental knowledge. I was learning it as I was reading the book. Thankfully, I can read faster than the students.
And, I mean, how did it go? There must have been some awkward moments where it was clear you really didn't have the knowledge to teach this class.
Yes, absolutely. I could not teach the math of physics at all.
And, I mean, what did you tell the students?
I told them the truth, that I was not capable of teaching them the math of physics. What I tried to do, and what I did do, is focus on the reading skills that all students need. And so we worked on that, and the students were able to benefit, not just in their physics, but in any class in school, by increasing their reading skills.
Did you or did the students take other measures first, like speaking with the principal or the district to try to fix this before going to the media?
I know one of the students tried to meet with the principal. I do not know what happened with that. The district was well aware they did not have a physics teacher. Some of the students had gone for 2 years, some for 3 years without a qualified science teacher. So this is nothing new. They were aware that it had been ongoing for a number of years.
Some of these students had gone for 2 years with no qualified teacher in their classroom.
That's correct.
For science, that is.
Correct, yes.
So would that mean they would have had chemistry and then physics the following year without?
Correct, yes, yeah.
Okay. What made you want to actually speak to this reporter? Weren't you worried for your job?
No, not really. I mean, there was nothing wrong in what we did. Why would I be afraid for speaking the truth? And I didn't undermine anyone. This was a student initiated, and, you know, I respect my students enough that they deserve the very best. And, you know, every year the student report card or the school report card gets published in the Providence Journal, and every year we come up looking very bad because the students are unable to achieve. But how are they supposed to achieve when they're not giving the resources to be able to? Our students in Providence are just as capable as any other students, but if they don't have the resources, it's not possible. It's like asking them to fly to the moon and not giving them, you know, the space shuttle to do it.
Now, Debbie Krause, describe what happened to you the morning after this newspaper article came out describing the fact that you were teaching a physics class, even though you're a history teacher.
Well, I came into school and expecting to go to the physics class, and they, in the office, I was told that there was a substitute in there and that I would go to my regular history schedule.
The news came out. Why is it a good thing?
Well, it rather forces the hands of people to get things moving and make this a priority. When students have gone for 2 or 3 years without a qualified science teacher, that's past due. You know, we need to make it a priority.
And since that time, are you back teaching this class?
Not the physics class. I'm back in my regular history schedule.
And did you face any repercussions at all for what you said?
No. We did. The principal and I and the vice principal and I spoke about what happened.
Now, in the article about this class, it really makes it sound like the students in your former physics class were not learning anything. But you say that's not really the case, and you say it may be even worse for them that there's all of this churn and turnover. You were there, now another substitute is there, and possibly a third substitute.
That kind of turnaround certainly is not the best in any classroom, because there's no continuity then. Even if somebody is trying their best, you know, without having the continuity of lesson plans, then the students oftentimes sit there doing nothing. Basically, they're being babysat. I do know that the woman who was there last week, she was a qualified biology teacher. I happened to go in and speak with her, and she was doing lessons with them, which was really nice to see. She was able to, you know, construct some lessons, you know, grade them, assess them appropriately. So that was good to see, and she was doing things that I was incapable of doing.
Well, Debbie Krause, a history teacher from Alvarez High School, thanks again for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Providence school officials say they put a history teacher into a physics classroom as an emergency measure after two more qualified teachers left at the last minute. Tomorrow, we'll hear from Providence Superintendent Susan Lucy about what the district is doing to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.